coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
There's a beautiful term in the Living Bible. That's another version, okay? The Living Bible that's used in expressing a thought when you study in the book of James, chapter number 1 and verse 25. And the expression is so beautiful. He says, he calls the Word of God, the Word of God, which in the King James is called God's perfect law of liberty. The Living Bible puts it this way, God's law for free men. God's law for free men. Some others say God's law that makes men free. They're wrong. You see it? They're looking at it from two different sides. God's law that makes men free. You see that? And that helps you understand the mentality of the communicators. God's law of liberty. Some view it as God's law that makes men free. That is the thinking from the Old Testament idea of faith. God's law that makes men free. So they are freedom conscious. They need deliverance for one thing or the other. You know, their business needs deliverance. You see it? Their finances requires deliverance. They need deliverance. Their family needs deliverance. And this deliverance has to go on from time to time, you know. So always having demons cast out of them periodically. You see that? So the word of God is for their deliverance. Okay? But then you have this other group that sees it differently. Like the declaration you have in the Living Bible. God's law for free men. That is the real one. That is correct. You see, how do we know when we study the Bible? How do we know what is right? Oh, very simple. Very simple. Very simple. What you need is the knowledge of the gospel. The understanding of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's put it simply. You still here? You sure? Good. Jesus came to save the lost. He came to give life to the dead, spiritually dead. He came to bring us to God. He came to make the sinners righteous. Question, did he accomplish his aim? Did he accomplish? That is the question. Did he accomplish it? Or is he still doing it? That's the question. Did he accomplish it? Is he still at it? What does the Bible tell us? Where is Jesus? What is he doing? That's what will tell you whether or not he thinks he is still at work, trying to complete what he started, or he thinks he's finished. Now, we all know what the Bible says, that he ascended into heaven, right? Okay, Then it says, seated at the right hand of God. The Bible says he is seated. How could he be seated if it's not true? He is seated. He has downed his tools. He is seated. That means he thinks he has finished. Jesus thinks he has finished. He thinks so. Then, remember, before he ascended, after the resurrection, when he appeared to his disciples, he didn't say, praise God, praise God. I'm happy for what we have done so far. We're still trying to finish up. What did he say? All hail. He asked them to hail. How do you hail someone? That's what they did to Jesus. When he showed up, he had done it. He didn't say, quiet, 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 quiet. Things are still very hard. Don't let the devil hear us. That's not what he said. He said, cheer up, I have overcome the world. I have overcome. He never had a problem with Satan until he came for us. We were the ones that had a problem with Satan. We were the ones that needed the victory over Satan. So his victory over Satan was for us. He didn't do it for himself. So if you are trying to overcome Satan in your life, you are wrong. So this idea of I know I'm going to overcome, I'm going to overcome. No, 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 no. The only life of overcoming that the Bible refers to when it says, he that overcometh, is what we call in the fight of faith. The fight of faith. Putting your faith to work. Holding that which belongs to you. Don't give it up. Don't let Satan rob you of your joy, of your victory, of your success, of your prosperity. Don't let the devil rob you of your potentialities. I made up my mind. I will be all that God chose me to be. Nothing will stop it. You know, some people are afraid. They can't believe what they ought to believe because they're afraid. Like somebody bought a new car. And when he bought the new car, this is a real story. He bought a new car. And then he brought out some large metals, like an axe and some other things, and started denting the car. He said, if my neighbors see that it is a new one. He actually did this and dented the car. No, that's how terrible people get. Don't let them know you are successful, because if they know you're successful, they'll come after you. Some are afraid of remote control from the village. And it works. It really works against them. Of course it does. Now, there are people who went, they just, all they did was to go home for a marriage ceremony or someone's funeral. And since that time, they have been on a funeral procession. Since then, they've been sick. A fellow has been in America for 20 years, and then a close colleague had a problem in Nigeria. And so he decided to fly down briefly. He's not been in Nigeria for 14 years. So he flies down briefly, just so he could pay his last respects. He has been on that last respect for the last 5 years now. Because they caught him. I'll never forget my first experience casting out devils. And this young guy, when I cast the devils out of him, I expected him to now get up, since he is now supposed to be fine. And he cried out. He couldn't get up. He said, "They've tied my legs." Nobody saw the strings or the ropes with which they tied him. But he cried, "They've tied my legs." He couldn't get up. How did he know they tied his legs? He didn't see the ropes, but he felt it. He couldn't move. I said, "Stand up. You're free now." "They tied my legs." Imagine if we didn't know better. Then he would be lame all his life. No, I put my hands on his limbs and I said, "In the name of Jesus, I command the bonds to break. Loose him and let him go." And he sprang up. Free. That's the power in the name of Jesus. Now imagine if we said, "They tied your legs." Hey, "They tied your legs." Hey. Nothing would happen. No, you have people that keep doing like this. They enter a new office. And that will not work. I show you, he says, "It's the sign of the cross. It's the sign of the cross." The Jesus say, "With the sign of the cross, thou shalt cast out devils." So where did you come up with the sign of the cross? He came off of that cross.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.